I'm just going to take a second because clearly we are very excited to have this special guest here today. I know you all know about his Missouri roots, and I'm sure he'll talk about some of those. But I want to talk about friendship and loyalty and doing good. You guys know me pretty well, and you know there are times that I get kind of like wound up. And I get wound up sometimes. I get so wound up that I, you know, borderline angry. And I will storm into a room in the Senate, you know, all wound up, wanting to get somebody's ear about something, frantic and passionate and I want to do this. And Tim will put his hand on my arm. He'll give me that smile. And he'll, you know, just look at me and say, let's talk about it. I'll walk in an armed services hearing, and I'll walk by him. And as I walk by, he'll look up, give me that smile. I got to tell you, when he does that, he transmits something that's way more important than words. It's about who he is inside. In my business, in our business, and I know that of the mayors that are here and Governor Holden and Governor Nixon know, there are a lot of sharp elbows. There are, it's my turn, give me the camera, that's my bill. What do you think you're doing?
They're
dirty, rotten Republicans, and this is not who this guy is. There are no sharp elbows. There are no unkind words of anyone. I've tried to get him to talk trash, and he won't. He just won't do it about anybody. I am so proud of Hillary Clinton for making this choice. He isn't going to set fireworks off in the sky, but what he's going to do, he's going to communicate to America where our heart is. My friend, Tim Kaine.
Yeah. M-I-Z. All right. Wow, this is so great. This is so great. Well, I want to just start by thanking my friend Claire. I admired Claire from afar. You know, my whole political career after growing up in Kansas City and going to Mizzou. All right. We got Western Missouri in the house, and we got, and how many Mizzou grads? Raise your hand if you're a Mizzou grad. All right, good. And Rockhurst, okay, Rockhurst too. But you know, my whole political career has been in Virginia, and so I really came to know Claire through my family, because my entire family lives in the Kansas City area, and have just really admired her, and it's been so fun to admire somebody from far and then get to know her and work together. The first thing we did together, Claire, I don't know if you remember this, I had been elected governor of Virginia in 2005, and she was running for the Senate in 06. I was out for my 30th high school reunion in 2006, and I got all these really Republican Rockhurst High School alums, and we did an amazing fundraiser for Claire, and we had so many priests there who said, don't tell the bishop that we're here. I mean, it was, but they absolutely loved Claire just like I do, and working together on armed services, and also trying to bring voice of reason to our own caucus, and trying to communicate effectively to people. I mean, there's nobody who does it better than Claire, and I'll say one of the reasons I'm sure that Secretary Clinton selected me was because Claire has been so strong an advocate of mine, and just I just can't thank you enough. So give Claire a big round of applause. And, you know, we've got my friend Jay Nixon, who I served with when I was governor. We overlapped. I'm so glad, Jay, to be here with you. Thank you. And I haven't, so is former Governor Holden here? Yeah. Right here. Thank you, Governor. Great to see you. And so I always call him Mayor Cleaver. I mean, I know he's a congressman, but his role of mayor in Kansas City, and my parents and brothers live there, just so archetypal. And as a mayor, I kind of feel like once a mayor, always a mayor. And I've never broken into a sweat once since I stopped being mayor. I mean, it is such a hard, challenging job. If you can do that job, you can do any job. And from mayor to being in Congress, to being the head of the CBC, to being a great moral leader, and it's so good to be here with you. And I know, do we have Mayor James here? Yeah, oh, of course, Sly James, who my family now, big fan of Mayor James, and then Mayor Slay, I know, was here. Did I see? Oh, yeah, thank you, Brant. It's great to see you. So, you know, in the Kansas City-St. Louis thing, I got to admit to a favorite. So, but it's just really good to be here with you. And the one other intro I wanted to do is just somebody who's been important in my life personally. My dad ran an ironworking shop in the stockyards of Kansas City, and Joe was was the international president of the ironworkers, Joe Hunt. And I want to tell you a story about President Hunt. My dad's business was really small. It was 5 employees in a bad year, plus mom and my 2 brothers and me, and it was 8 employees in a good year, plus family. But the ironworkers have a pension fund that's national, that the reps are, you know, 3 or 4 union reps and 3 or 4 employer reps. And my dad had a reputation with the ironworkers of being a fair boss. And so they asked him to be on the National Pension Fund board as an employer rep, even though there were just a few slots and my dad had a small business. And my dad did that for about 10 or 15 years. When I ran my first statewide race in Virginia, after having been in nonpartisan local office as a city councilman and mayor, that was the first time that I had met Joe Hunt, and he just put his hands on my shoulders, he looked me in the eye and said, "We ain't letting the son of an ironworker lose a race." And I'm 8-0, so they've been helping all along the way, and we're not going to let it happen this time either. My Missouri roots matter an awful lot to me. My family's all in Kansas City, and the memories of Rockhurst and Mizzou and canoeing on the 11 Point and the Current and the Jack's Fork and the Gasconade and the North Fork of the White, and camping in the Ozarks, and dislocating both of my shoulders, rock climbing at Johnson's Shut-Ins. I mean, I got a lot of great memories, and some that, you know, I'm not looking forward to repeating. But it's really a place that I feel so powerfully about. And also, it's a key part of who I am politically. I just came from a meeting where people kind of asked me to describe myself. I said, I'm a Harry Truman Democrat. I'm a Harry Truman Democrat, because that Harry Truman combination of liberal on economic and social issues, but strong on defense and strong on America's presence in the world, that's kind of the way I look at things. I've got a boy in the Marine Corps. There's only 2 of us in the Senate who have children who serve. He deployed 2 days ago. It's in the weird ironies of life. There's no accidents, but in these weird ironies of life, I mean, he's deploying right into the part of the world where Trump is now saying, yeah, we don't need to be. Who cares about NATO? Who cares about those nations? Why would we worry if Russia were to try to roll into all of these nations? We can just shed alliances. Well, there's like millions of Americans that live in Europe, including tens of thousands of American military, just like my son, who are right on that bleeding edge of NATO, facing off against really aggressive behavior by Russia. And this whole notion that we just might suddenly decide that alliances don't matter anymore and we can take promises we've made to people and tell them we're not going to honor them anymore, that's an aspect of Trumpism that really engages me. Claire says I'm not a trash talker, and I'm really not, but I don't mind drawing a contrast, and I don't mind calling out bad behavior, and I don't mind calling out foolishness when I see it. I may not call you a name, but I may call what you propose all kinds of names. And so, you know, I think last night you saw, I do it my way, but I'm going to have an awful lot of fun. I'm going to have an awful lot of fun with Donald Trump between now and Election Day. In fact, I talked about some things last night, but just yesterday, Donald Trump gave a press conference and pointed out what a lousy governor of New Jersey I was. He said that Tim Kaine was such a bad governor of New Jersey. He's so unpopular in New Jersey. The first thing he tried to do was raise taxes by $4 billion in New Jersey. Now look, I can see why if you're in New Jersey, you wouldn't like a Virginia governor trying to raise taxes in New Jersey. But I was asked about that on Good Morning America this morning, and I said, hey, look, the guy's new to this, you know, 50 states, and New Jersey is, it's different than Virginia, and that a governor of one state can't raise the taxes, and I mean, look, he's new to this, you gotta give him some time to, like, figure out what he's up to. He also went to Virginia 2 days ago, and he did a press conference in the one part of the state where he is strongest, Roanoke, Virginia, where my wife's from, in Southwest Virginia and into Appalachia. That's where he's strongest. He went and did a press conference there, and he said about me that I'm a weird little dude. Wow. Wow. But what he really said was funny. He did the press conference, and then he complained in this hotel, which is the most beautiful hotel in Southwest Virginia. Everybody does their wedding receptions there, their graduation parties there. Because my wife's family's from Roanoke, we've done a lot of parties there. And basically, he said the air conditioning wasn't working, and on the front page of the paper, in the part of the state where he's likely to do the best, he says, and I'm not paying the bill of the hotel. Now, there's one smart dude. And so I put out a tweet, and I said, hey, Trump, the Hotel Roanoke is great. You just brought a lot of hot air with you. Their AC's fine. So, all right, but you all know how serious this election is. Because when a guy basically says we should do a U-turn as a nation, it's okay to do torture again. Hey, you know, we've respected people's religious liberty for 240 years, and we haven't preferred or punished people because of how they worship or how they choose not to worship. But, you know, no, now we need to have a religious test, and we need to treat Muslims as second class. And if it's Muslims, it could be Mormons next week, or it could be Baptists the week after that. I mean, this is an election that, as much as it's about the candidates and the differences are vast, I'll tell you, this is really an election about America looking in the mirror and what is it that we see there. Do we see a beloved community that we build up and respect one another, a community where we build an economy that doesn't just work for a few but that can work for all, and a posture in the world where we relish our alliances rather than shred them? That's what this is about. I kind of summarized it in three questions at this rally that I did with Hillary in Miami last week. You know, when it comes to the economy, is it, do you want a you're hired president or a you're fired president? When it comes to our role in the world, do you want a trash talker or a bridge builder? And when it comes to the character of the two candidates, do you want me first or kids and families first? Those are the three questions we have to answer, and we got to be out talking about that all the time. But I'm so honored to be part of the team. And then maybe one last thing. I'm honored to be part of a team and being a strong man supporting a strong woman leader. You know? I mean, how many strong women have supported strong male political figures, mayors, congressmen? We ask them to all the time. And women turn out to be the base of who we are as a party. And frankly, they're the base of the American electorate in the sense that they're more than 50. And women have stood strong. And we know we haven't had a woman president, but let's also be honest. We're at our peak now, Claire, in the number of women in Congress, 19%. That's the best we've ever been. That ranks us 75th in the world. We're below the global average, significantly below the global average. By point of comparison, Iraq, 26%. Afghanistan, 28%. Number one is Rwanda, 64%. So we need to be proud of the things we're good at, and we're good at an awful lot. But part of being a great nation is also being willing to look at the things where you can improve and pointing that out. And so we've nominated, as President Obama said last night, the most qualified person, whether it's in 2016 or just generally, the most qualified person to be at the head of a ticket in living memory and maybe ever. And we have a chance to make history. And when Hillary Clinton is elected, that's going to be historic. But what really is going to be historic is it's going to open up the possibility of a whole different class of successors. Just like when President Obama was elected, a whole lot of people who'd never been able to see themselves as President of the United States, maybe because of the color of the skin, or maybe because their father abandoned them, or maybe because they were an immigrant, they could see, wait, now I can do this. He created successors that nobody else had created, and Hillary's election is going to create successors that nobody else's has been able to create. But look, we know how hard this is going to be. In the post-Citizens United world and in this world of the super negative stuff, you know, the other side likes to try to restrict early voting and voter ID and disenfranchise people. And then what they really want to do is run these super negative campaigns that make people decide, ah, maybe I better not vote. It's all part of a plan, and all of it fits together to try to get fewer people to participate rather than more people to participate. And we know for us to win, we got to encourage more people to participate. I lived in Honduras. It was a military dictatorship, and nobody could vote for anything. And I lived with people who prayed for the day that they could vote for a mayor or vote for a president or vote for somebody to the National Assembly. Boy, I came back from that experience like I wasn't going to be a part-time voter. I was going to be a rock-solid, steady, reliable voter. We've got to tell people the stakes in this election, the differences in the candidates, and point out that this is an election where we are defining who America is when we look in the mirror. I so hope I'm going to be out. They haven't necessarily told me everywhere I'm going to be yet, but nothing would make me happier than to come do some campaigning in my old stomping grounds in Missouri with a lot of my old friends. So let's make it happen, and thanks so much for having me today. Thank y'all.